Hey, Bear fans, we've taken the final horn out of the locker room, off the practice field, into the special teams meeting room. I'm here with two special teamers, Blake Costanzo, Eric Weems. Welcome to the final horn.
Good to be here.
Happy to be on.
On kickoff, you seem to get doubled a little bit more than Blake does.
Oh, man.
Is that true or not?
Hold on.
Is that true?
Hold on.
Is it true or not?
True, very much.
Would you equate any of that to, you know, Blake has more tackles than you do on the kickoff coverage team? His ugly mug's up there more than yours. Why is that?
Because I'm getting double teamed, and both of my tackles, it came from being double teamed, breaking through double teams to get a tackle. He's getting single. One tackle, he slid. He was on the ground and was sliding and touched the guy. That don't count as no tackle.
Before you ask this question, man, honestly, that's unbelievable that he could even say that. I mean, if we get some film next time, we can see that they double me.
Obviously, he's got the height advantage to get below the pad level. You are a little bit bigger of a guy.
No doubt. Like, he could, you know, squeeze. He's tiny, so he gets lost in all the confusion out there. You know, Coach even said, you know, I'm a lot quicker than Eric out there. They actually put me at gunner for a time period, but I didn't want to take his spot.
How would we finish in a race?
Me, one. Duh.
Okay, that's not right, but let's start that again.
Me, one, duh. Robbie's two, Blake's three.
What animal would you compare yourself to?
Like a cheetah or like a panther? Or a wolf.
I would give him a rhino. You know, he's more of a rhino type, you know.
What do you mean, Minnie Mouse?
He has to get going and start, you know.
Now, he just said you are Minnie Mouse.
Come on, man.
What animal?
A cheetah. I don't need to stretch or do anything. I see my prey, I get up and I go.
We have two cheetahs in the room, I guess. What's your best prank you've ever pulled in our special teams meeting or on the team so far?
I haven't done anything myself, but we've had as a collective unit at special teams. Our assistant, Kevin O'Day, usually gives the players on the other team, he gives a scouting report. And after one of those, we gave him a standing ovation in our room here. And, you know, his face got red. He kind of lit up a little bit. He's never had a standing ovation probably in his life. So that was a good prank that we pulled.
Name yourself after one superhero. What would it be?
Wow, that's a good one. I would say, like, I'm like Iron Man because I'm not really serious a lot of the time, kind of joking around like that, like the Iron Man character. But when it comes down to business, you know, he always gets it done.
Eric, you're superhero.
Look at the hat. The Green Lantern. You ever seen his speed, his quickness? How
just hold on, how's that go again?
He's just everywhere.
Obviously, you're from New Jersey. Weems, you're from Florida. The hurricane did go up the East Coast. We're all East Coast guys. Is there anything you'd like to say to some of the victims of the hurricane?
Yeah, I mean, we're all praying for you out there. And I know being from Jersey, I know that, you know, we're a certain type of people. And I know that, you know, we're very resilient and tough. And I think we'll get through it, man, just by the type of people that we are. But just praying for everybody. And hopefully everyone stays safe out there.
You know, we praying for you. You know, we hope things get better and hope that everything is not too messed up, anything, and everyone and all your families are safe.
That's the final horn. Everyone on the East Coast, we hope everything works out for you guys. From everyone here in Chicago in the Bears locker room, boys, thanks for being on the final horn.